We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. A death in southwest Michigan now being blamed on a rare mosquito-borne disease. WWJ's Brooke Allen has more.
The fatality is out of Kalamazoo County. Health officials confirm the death is due to Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E. According to a family Facebook page, the fatality is not 14-year-old Savannah DeHart from Portage. The Centers for Disease Control reports dangerous mosquito-borne diseases in the United States with a 33% fatality rate in people who become ill. Brooke Allen, WWJ News Radio 950.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office is suggesting that we're heading toward a government shutdown if the legislature tries to pass a budget without her input. The comments came after Republicans in the House and Senate announced they'd agreed on a budget framework and scheduled conference committees on several individual budgets for next week. No details, but we do know there's nothing on Governor Whitmer's road funding plan. The deadline to get a budget in place for the next fiscal year is September 30th. Police in New Baltimore are looking for the thief who's been breaking into homes in the middle of the night over the last few weeks. There have been five reports of break-ins, all happening between midnight and 6 a.m. In one case, a sliding door was forced open. Another time, the thief pulled open a window screen, got inside, and took a purse. Detectives are working to see if the break-ins are connected. They're also reminding people to make sure doors and windows are locked. As General Motors gets into crunch time in its talks with the UAW, it's facing an almost certain strike in South Korea. Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert takes a look.
GM's unionized workers in South Korea say they'll strike from Monday through Wednesday to protest stalled wage talks. They're concerned about wages and the possibility of a second plant closing. GM closed another South Korean plant earlier. This comes as talks here in the U.S. are going slowly as well, and GM could face a possible strike here next weekend if there's no agreement by the September 14th, 11:59 p.m. deadline. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Every year, on average, 38 children die in hot cars in the U.S. Looking to prevent these unthinkable tragedies, automakers are pledging new technology to remind drivers to check the back seat. Here's more from News Radio 950's John Hewitt.
20 automakers have agreed to install electronic reminders in an effort to stop heatstroke deaths by the 2025 model year. The advocacy group Kids and Cars says so far this year, 37 children have died nationwide after being left alone in cars during hot weather. As a result of the new voluntary agreement, vehicles would give drivers audible and visual alerts to check back seats every time they turn off the ignition. Automakers say such an agreement will get the alerts installed faster than a government regulation, which could take 4 to 8 years. John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
Research out this week from the University of Michigan shows marijuana use among college students in the U.S. reached a 35-year high in 2018. 43% of full-time college students say they used marijuana at least once within the year. John Schulenberg, researcher and professor of psychology at U of M, says supply and demand are high.
We asked people, how easy would it be for you to get marijuana or other drugs, but in this case, marijuana. And they always have told us it's not that hard to get, fairly easy or very easy for most young people. This is true for adolescents as well as college students. We've not seen this uptick, and that kind of goes against, well, if you legalize it, then maybe it's going to make young people have greater opportunity to use.
He says the ongoing decline in perceptions of risk of harm is likely causing that increase in use. Shoddy work at the Detroit Zoo has the penguins on the move. WWJ's Rob St. Mary explains.
The Polk Penguin Conservation Center will close on Monday for repairs, and the birds will be moved to their former habitat at the park. The Detroit Zoological Society says it's due to faulty waterproofing by the contractor, which leads to about 9 gallons of water seeping into the basement of the building, which needs to be pumped out on a daily basis. The zoo filed a lawsuit against the contractor for the bad work and concealing the problem. A settlement was made to fix it. The Polk Penguin Conservation Center will be closed through mid-June of next year for repairs. Rob St. Mary, WWJ, News Radio 950.
More than 270,000 people in the state's Medicaid expansion program may have to meet work or related requirements to keep qualifying for their government insurance coverage. The State Health and Human Service Department has started notifying enrollees of the change. It starts in January. Officials say able-bodied adults ages 19 through 61 who want to maintain their benefit will have to show workforce engagement averaging 80 hours a month. The requirement was enacted in 2018 by the Republican lawmakers and then Governor Rick Snyder. For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune in AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.